This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea's state media says that leader Kim Jong-un called for stronger effort to overcome hardships and challenges facing his country as he opened a key political meeting after carrying out a record number of missile tests this year. Experts say Kim will likely use that meeting that began Monday to reaffirm his resolve to expand weapons programs while laying out economic projects. In his opening comments, Kim claimed North Korea has had successes and increased its political, military, economic, and cultural power this year. Kim may need such propaganda-driven claims to draw greater public loyalty to push difficult projects while facing U.S.-led sanctions and pressure campaigns to curb his nuclear ambitions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov gave Ukraine an ultimatum Monday to fulfill Moscow's proposals, including surrendering territory Russia controls, or its army would decide the issue. This comes a day after the president, Vladimir Putin, said that he was open to talks. VOA's Diane Roberts.
Also on Monday, a drone believed to be Ukrainian penetrated hundreds of kilometers through Russian airspace, causing a death.
Main base for Moscow's strategic bombers in the latest attack to expose gaps in its air defenses. Moscow said it had shot down the drone, causing it to crash at the Ingalls Air Base, where three service members were killed. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Taiwan says China's military sent 71 planes, 7 ships toward Taiwan in a 24-hour display of force directed at the self-ruled island. The increased military activity came after China expressed anger at Taiwan-related provisions and a U.S. annual defense spending bill passed on Saturday. More VOA